Hello, you're listening to CJLO 1690 AM. This is Shaking the Habitual, your weekly dose of weird. This is Cam back in the studio. It's been a minute. So 2 weeks ago, I got back on, I guess, the 15th. So a little under 2 weeks ago, I went to South by Southwest. And for you who don't know, that's a huge music festival in Austin, Texas. It's a great showcase festival, and it's kind of the place you go to see the up-and-coming bands from around the U.S. and around the world, really. And this episode of Shaking the Habitual is going to be a little different than the usual stuff. It is going to be my best of South by Southwest festival. I'm going to be taking some quick stops along the way to play some new music that I really enjoyed that didn't make the festival, but I, for the most part, will be playing stuff that I saw and I really loved. First up, I'm going to play one by Pal. I saw them, I think, Thursday night or Friday night. I think I saw them Friday night of the festival. So the last day I was in Austin, and they just blew me away. They're very Devo-esque, and they have fast, quick songs, fast, quick music, very, very Devo-y, but doing their own thing. I'm going to play one off their brand new album, Under the Radar, which is an EP. This song is I Think You Should Order.
Thank you.
Ketchup by La Securité. Montreal locals down that were down there at South by Southwest, and I got the chance to see, and they are tighter than ever. It was a great show. They're working on a bunch of new music. That song Ketchup is a new single that they released last month, and yeah, it was really, really good. It was a two single set they released, and Ketchup and Detour, that's the other song, are both really, really good. And if you do have the chance to see La Securité live and you haven't done it before, I highly, highly, highly recommend it. Yeah, just a great Montreal band, and a great ambassador of music in the city and kind of the direction it's heading into. I'm super excited for their upcoming releases because they're clearly working on something, and it's you know, in the works, and I can't wait because I don't know, they really set a good tone with their debut album, and I'm really excited for this direction for them particularly. Now, moving along to a less local band, I'm going to play one from Yahweh Nailgun, who are a New York band, very experimental, one of my favorites of the fest, and they just dropped an album, 45 Pounds, and I just love this thing. There's nothing really that really sounds totally like it. It's kind of its own thing. And I guess I'll just dive into it. Here's Iron Feet off of Yahweh Nailgun's new album, 45 Pounds.
Thank you. CJLO is putting on a show. On Friday, April 4th, join us at Maison Montreal for a show celebrating our brand new folk music programming month, New Roots. With sets by local artists Girl With Dream, Hanako, and Holly McLaughlin, you won't want to miss this night of intimate singer-songwriter performances. Tickets are on sale now. For more information, check out CJLO on Instagram at CJLOMTL and at CJLO.com.
Do you want to have a discussion about movies?
You talking to me?
And have the iconic sounds of cinema? Well, tune in to At the Movies with Iconic Sounds every Tuesday mornings from 8 to 9 a.m. only on CJLO 1690 AM with your host, Remy.
Are you not entertained? Are you not entertained?
Rock and roll, motorcycles, blues riffs, leather jackets, rock. This ain't your grandma's radio station. Sorry, we only play rock music.
No synths allowed.
CJLO 1690 AM. Nothing but rock.
Her new knife with Vitamin Beauty off their album Chrome is a Lullaby. This is Shaking the Habitual, CJLO 1690 AM, and we are recapping this year's South by Southwest with the best bands from the fest. We sent a little team down there, myself included, and I loved it down there, and that was one of the best bands that I saw. Yeah, they played a set for Cream and Third Man Records, which was a really, really, really cool little lineup in the afternoon. I think on the Friday, I went on this run of just seeing a ton of great bands, and that's where I saw Pal. That's where I saw a bunch of different stuff, and but. Unfortunately, I was in Austin, Texas on Friday, so I did miss a local Montreal thing that I just wanted to jump back across the border and highlight Joni Void's album release party was that night as well. So I want to play on off of that as a quick little aside to our South by South recap, because we love the local and we always got to keep highlighting it. So here is L'Empire de Lumière off of Every Life is a Light. That's Joni Void's new album. And yeah, let's just dive in.
Breathe. truth in my head. And they flew like they were there. And for a moment I swear they really
was Canada by Dutch Interior. One of my, they were at the festival, but I missed them. So that was a South by South miss by old Cam here. But they got a new album, Moneyball. Really good, really good stuff. I'm kind of kicking myself now that I missed them down there. But we're going to keep things rolling. This is a bit of like the, I guess, the slow core section of my South by Southwest recap. And I'm going to be following this up with, I guess, my... ultimately, like, my surprise of the festival, I guess, like, the band that blew me away the most, I'm going to play next, and that is Austin-based band Shallow Water. They look pretty young, and they're a local band, but they are just amazing live. They do this thing where you know, sometimes bands like face away from the audience, but they sort of face each other in the circle when they play live, and it seems like you're just standing in on like a jam session by the band, and it is slow, beautiful music. And they kind of touch on something post-rocky for me, and also post-rocky, but with like this kind of, I guess, alt-country side to them as well. And yeah, this is the only band I saw twice at the festival, but I saw them twice for a reason. I saw them pretty much first thing on day two, and they were opening a showcase for Yahweh Nailgun and La Securité. And I saw them, their last band I saw on Friday night at the festival. But yeah, they're just amazing both times. That second show in particular just blew me away. But yeah, here's one off of their 2022 album, There Is a Well. The song is Spin Me to Sleep.
Thank you.
That was Dusted with Property Lines off their album Total Dust, which came back out in 2012, which is kind of when I got into radio. So I'm really familiar with them. We got to see them down at South by Southwest. Yeah, it was a great show. They played right before Shallow Water as part of the Brooklyn Vegan and M for Montreal showcase down there at the Mohawk. And it was... yeah, just a great show. I talked to them a bit afterwards, and super nice. Yeah, Brian is super nice. So I definitely recommend saying hi to them. Yeah, like longtime friends at the station too. Just moving along, I kind of want to dip out of the South by Southwest recap right now to dip into something that just came out today. I recently introduced This Is Lorelei to my partner, and we've been listening to their album a lot, which came out last year, I believe. Their 2024 album, Box for Buddy, Box for Star. And one of our favorite songs off of that is Dancing in the Club, and there's a new mix of it with... MJ Lenderman on it. So I'm going to just give this a play because it came out today and it seems very topical and relevant. And after that, I'll be diving into the hyperpop section of my South by Southwest experience. But here is Dancing in the Club, MJ Lenderman's version, with This Is Lorelei.
Fucked up.
today in a lonely summer breeze. I was dreaming all my dreams. I'm still my own worst enemy. And I can tell it's hardly starting, but I don't wanna pull my hand, and I don't wanna fold it in, though I can feel your smile departing. And I know it's only cars, but love, I feel your heart in space. While you were dancing in the club, I gave my diamonds all away. While you were dancing in the club, I gave my diamonds all away.
Production Nuit d'Afrique invites you to discover new talent with its World Music Showcase, the 18th edition of Cité d'Or dans la musique du monde. Come discover 36 acts every Tuesday and Wednesday at Club Balatou until April 9th. Take part in the free showcase concerts and vote for your favorite artists. More info on Cité d'Or.com, Facebook, and Instagram.
Push that button.
How about this one?
Say something quick. The security guard coming.
What?
Say something quick.
Say what?
The Caribbean Callaloo, the 2 times award-winning show on CJLO. 1690 on your AM dial every Saturday from 2 p.m. till 4 p.m. 514-848-7471.
Who's that girl, boy?
You can't talk, but you can see her.
My God, you kids don't know how lucky you got it. Well, back in my day, we didn't have no fancy campus radio. We had to make our own radio out of dirt. Nowadays, you kids with your CJLO 1690 AM, I miss the good old days.
CJLO 1690 AM, this is Shaking the Habitual. My name is Cam. This is normally your weekly dose of weird, but today it's your weekly dose of South by Southwest. I went down to the festival, I guess, a little under two weeks ago. And, I'm just recapping everything we saw, bringing the cutting edge of music back to Montreal. This is kind of the hyperpop section of the, show. I just want to talk about some of the best performances I saw. And as far as like high energy goes, there was a showcase by Italians Do It Better that featured a couple different artists. But in that, I was blown away by two in particular, Cat Bambino and Annie Claude Deschamps. Annie Claude Deschamps is a Montreal-based artist, and I've been a huge fan of her her album that came out last year, Le Manier de Table, and seeing it live was just awesome. Very interactive with the audience, and I'm going to be playing that after this one from Cat Bambino, which is No Domination, off the album No Domination, which just came out. And yeah, if you're a fan of hyperpop, check out Cat Bambino. They've got something good going on, and oh my God, is it great live. But yeah, I guess I'll just let the music speak for itself and throw over to Cat Bambino. We'll be right back. Danny Claude Deschamps with Le Manier de Table. That was great to see live at South by Southwest. It was just a great show. Featured a lot of people taking there's some whipped cream and shooting whipped cream into the crowd's mouth. It was a very funky show with a lot of crowd interaction. And yeah, I guess that does it for my South by Southwest roundup. Definitely a ton of great energy at that festival this year. Here's hoping that it kind of maintains that next year, because I hear there's going to be some big changes to the fest. And yeah, we just want to see I just want to see it survive, mostly for the sake of the venues and the artists that put in so much effort for to make such a great festival all around. And yeah, Austin is a city of contrast, but I loved my time down there. And yeah, I hope to make it again someday. But we were pivoting away from South by Southwest for the last time, and we were going to go back to Montreal. There's a Montreal classic that I've been meaning to play, a new Montreal classic that I've been meaning to play for, I guess, weeks now that I haven't had the chance to. It's Marie Davidson, new album, City Clowns. Here's Fun Times. See you next week. Bientôt.